You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices met to review childhood vaccination recommendations in the US. The committee, whose members were appointed by anti-vaccination US Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have voted on a variety of recommendations for child vaccinations and restrictions of vaccinations from COVID-19 to measles and mumps. This move has been met with concern, both over the implications for the health and well-being of the children and the public, and what it means for one of the most prominent countries and advisory boards to make such a move. I spoke to Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Helen Patousis-Harris, about the confused and muddled recommendations, what they mean for public health, and what this says about the state of vaccine regulation. For starters, what sort of recommendation changes were the committee looking at?
Well, I actually must say I find it amusing to see that some of them didn't actually know what they were voting for, and that's actually added to the confusion. So I think the key things that have come out have been in regard to the discussions around hepatitis B vaccine and also the measles, mumps, and measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox vaccine and where and how that is used.
What decisions did the committee make?
Well, they're very confusing. With regard to the measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox, previously they had available an option where people could get the vaccine given as a single vaccine, so for the four diseases, measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox. Now they have said you can't have that vaccine, you have to have them separately, which means that parents don't have the choice. So while they wanted parents to have more choices, that is... that's a change. So it's also very confusing because, and I find it confusing too, because of course over in the United States, people have health insurance and things like that that cover the cost of their vaccines. They don't have a system like we do. So the problem is if something's not recommended, it means that it might not be covered by their insurance. And then of course there's different insurance providers and things like that. So it gets very, very complicated. And what's actually happened is, and this is why I find it difficult to give you a straight answer, everybody is confused. So they also want to remove giving the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. And there they give it at birth. Here we do it for mothers. A baby's born to mothers who are hepatitis B positive. It's a discussion that we've had here before, whether we offer a routine birth dose. The issue there is they don't pick up the hepatitis B mothers well enough to be able to prevent that. So, because that's an infection that can get passed from the mother to the baby. So it's all over the map, I have to say.
Well, you've mentioned it a bunch there and you've called it muddled. What does it mean that the CDC's advisory committee is a point of confusion, is a point of just being completely unclear?
Well, first of all, it's now stacked with sort of political appointees, not actually career experts in the field. First of all, they don't actually understand what the committee they're on does and how it works, right? So there's that confusion to start with. They're not familiar with the topic, the infectious diseases and vaccines topic. So when they're asked to discuss these policies, they're not in any way equipped to do that. And of course, they're also discussing them without the benefit of robust science. While there is some in there, and I looked at the presentations, there's some in there, and some of it's just completely sort of crazy. So again, adding more and more layers of confusion, if you like.
And with this politicisation, I guess, of the committees, are we likely to see any trends maybe globally or outside of the US, or is this something that's just going to continue to develop within that country?
I think probably mixed. I think, of course, everybody is watching what's happening there. And this is, for example, a group that have really been leaders in the world. So it weakens some of the really super advice and science that we've traditionally looked to. So we've got to kind of, we can't look in that direction anymore for some of their wisdom, I guess, if you like. But I think the biggest risk at the moment is that that spread of and that weaponization of this topic, and that spreads more than any virus. Of course, the spread of the information is instant and it's wide, and that's something we're not well equipped to deal with, I think. And also, of course, it is, I was going to say unprecedented, but I think we've had enough practice now through through at least the pandemic. But that would be a big concern, that the messages are becoming more and more confusing. So it must be very difficult if you're a parent or and you sort of want to do a little Google search on vaccines or something for your child, and what you might be, you know, what researchers might be returning could be extremely confusing.
And of course, are there any real concerns about vaccinations?
They haven't presented any new science whatsoever. So there are no new concerns about vaccines whatsoever. This is purely, and I think it's important perhaps to reiterate this, this is purely political. This is purely personal agendas, not, it's got nothing to do with science and evidence-based policies or anything like that.
And finally, what sort of public health impacts are we likely to see based on these personal agendas?
I think it's going to, public health impact in the US is going to be massive. It's further eroding the trust. And now you've got this whole new generation of young people who 10 years ago were too young to be looking and being interested in the space, and now they're starting, you know, they're having kids, they're looking into this, and they know nothing else but this chaos. They're going to see, with the making it more difficult to get vaccines and making these very ambiguous recommendations, means that the vaccine rates are, well, they're already trending down. They're going to go down. People's confidence has been eroded. They're already seeing resurgence of disease there already. So in terms of the public health impact, it's going to be massive. Also, a lot of the insurance companies won't be paying for the vaccines by the look of it. Again, that's confusing. But here, again, erosion of any trust, I guess, and confidence in vaccines, that's going to just make things much harder, because information, of course, doesn't have borders, if you like. Also, the risk of importing these infectious diseases from the US becomes a greater risk. It's all a bit of a disaster, really.
That was the University of Auckland's Helen Patousis-Harris on the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunisation Practices' review of vaccine recommendations and regulations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.